Now down to the icing line. From in tight, what a shot, Riley Smith! And you can let the Tukes, Mitts, and Teddy Bears fly out onto the ice here at the Sports Complex. The Olds Grizzlies are on the board, and Riley Smith able to pick it up under the crossbar. What a great shot. And the Olds Grizzlies and the Olds and District Christmas Angels get to celebrate.
Ugly Christmas sweater day, obviously a chance to contribute to the Olds and District Christmas Angels as well. Dana, just your thoughts on what the team was able to do community-wise here and have another great show with the jerseys and the toy toss as well.
Yeah, it was a fun Sunday. You know, we got together with the Christmas Angels and, you know, we brought in a bunch of teddy bears and toques. You know, after our first goal there, and just the energy of giving around Christmas is pretty special. And, you know, so many people give to us all year long, and just a fun time for us to be able to give back.
And you have a chance here for the players to skate with the public here as well. You know, what is this, you know, time of year like for the players to be able to get out and connect?
Well, it's fun. I mean, those guys are under a lot of stress every single day, and you know, it gets close to Christmas here, and it, you know, they're probably excited to go home and see family, and you know, just get a chance to get some kids out here on the ice and skate with their favorite Grizzly, and you know, hopefully mom and dad bought their jersey and they got to go home with an ugly Christmas sweater.
The game itself versus Bonneville here today, obviously a team that's been on the road a lot here with the World Junior A Challenge taking place in Bonneville, but still one of the top teams in the league as far as points go. Your thoughts on today's game?
Yeah, it's, you know, awesome hockey team. They, you know, good job. 100% a good hockey game. We just need to keep some pucks out of the net. And, you know, 4 goals and 15 shots, it's going to be tough to beat anybody. So we got to think about that over the break and, you know, figure out, you know, where that hole is and seal it up. But I loved our offense. I loved our compete and a lot of positive things that way.
You guys did pick up, you know, victories back-to-back over Okotoks and Spruce Grove in this month of December here. To be able to knock off a couple opponents like that prior to getting the Christmas break, just how much confidence and important was that for you?
Yeah, it's big. I think for us it's a confidence thing. And if the guys truly believe now that we can beat those top teams, because, you know, there's a lot of them out there when you're in seventh place, and you're going to have to keep working hard at it. It's knowing that we can play with anybody, and we, you know, we showed that again tonight. It's, you know, right there. It's just, you know, we need a couple saves and the game goes the other way, or you're in the game right till the end, just like last night.
Your next game will be here before you get to New Year's with the Drumheller Dragons coming to town. Preview what you've seen from the Dragons this year.
Yeah, Drum works hard. It's you know, going to be a competitive game. We're, you know, a few points behind them for sixth spot, and we're chasing them. And you know, it's fun. We haven't seen them in Olds on a bigger ice surface. So in Drum, they, you know, they hit, they forecheck hard, and they like to get in it after the whistle. So we just got to play our game like we have the last few times there, and I think we have a good chance of having a successful day.
Last one for you. What is your Christmas wish for the Olds Grizzlies?
It's a good question. I mean, I heard other guys wanting wins and stuff, but I just hope that all the guys can go home for Christmas and just be with family and just really enjoy the meaning of the season and come back refreshed to their Grizzly family, and, you know, we can just keep going what we've been doing the last month and a half here. I think we've, you know, had a very successful last month and a half.